The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Every institution designed to protect children in Ohio missed the 16-sider kids. Hospitals, schools, child services, welfare, the courts. Now the case of obviously national news and the survival instincts are kicking in. Let's talk about this agency by agency. Who's failed the most, who's exposed, and who's going to move first to rewrite their own role in this. I think that's an interesting thing to watch as we continue to discuss this and this continues to come out because, we see the AG's office being very harsh, great. There's horrible conditions. I forgot the exact terms, but it was very, feral children, basically. You have all this. You have all 16 kids born at hospitals. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. Roughly one delivery every 13 months for 18 years. No prenatal records, no pediatrician ever. Hospitals are mandated reporters. Okay, lovely. There is a system in place for mandated reporting, but it doesn't matter when the reporting goes to an agency that can't do anything. I mean, how does this pattern not ring a single bell somewhere?
So when we see a wobble, right, and that's a deviation from what we typically expect in situations like this, and no one else does, that says that it's not a wobble to them.
Yeah.
I mean, so when it's not a wobble to, I can't even look at that photo. You got to take that down, Todd. It's horrible.
I know. It's like The Walking Dead. If you were to, like, this is a horror movie cast.
And, and my daughter's a nurse, and so I get the HIPAA and stuff on this. We've dealt with it other cases. And so there's a lot of things in play. I really do think, though, that it's a normalized, I wouldn't say probably to this extreme, but having, my daughter's told me stories about the people that come in there to give birth, and you have caring, compassionate nurses that do the best they can. They take care of them, and out the door they go. And there's, I have heard some, and she doesn't even share too much because she can't.
Yeah.
But there are some truly horrendous stories out there of what comes into hospitals to give birth, and once, and there's a, they are really limited at what they can. Okay, so say they report it. All right, so they do a good job. The hospital reports it. It's not having prenatal care is not illegal. I mean, in other words, Only when one thing popped up illegal did someone go in there and see it on a different thing, because everything these people did wasn't illegal until, well, at least then when it comes to, yes, they were, but they were living in such a way that their normal behavior wasn't spiking in anyone's spectrum.
Because it's such a norm.
It's so normalized, yeah.
Yeah, you don't notice the water in the pool is at a certain temperature. You know, it is what it is. I mean, we have fire departments, we have police departments, should we have people departments? I mean, we kind of do, but those seem to be the least funded and least give a shit about. But those seem to be the things that lead to most of our problems with the police and the fire department. If we could get the people under control a little bit more, we'd have less use for these over here. But instead, and we don't fund those well enough to begin with, and certainly the people departments aren't defunded well enough either. I mean, should we have something like that? Do we need something like that? I think it's almost beyond a should question at this point. And it's, oh, don't tread on my rights. Well, you know what? If you got nothing to hide and you're providing a safe place, the bar doesn't have to be tremendously high. It doesn't have to really super even be based on income. It just has to be based on safety. And any blind person, Ray Charles from the grave, could have told you that that was not a safe place for children. Yet we have all of the living around that are like, they like to collect shit or whatever they're telling themselves.
So again, I getting granular helps you understand how this problem exists and how it keeps perpetuating. And so it needs more money, needs more funding.
Yeah.
Right? So here's how that works.
And this is why it's broken. It needs more enforcement and removal of people from society.
Well, think about this, Tony. This is why, I just came from a board meeting. I sit on a board for a local airport in my county.
Yeah.
And when you work, so that funding, where does funding come from? It comes from taxes. What kind of tax base do you think this county has?
It's next to nothing.
Right. So now you got to go to state in order to get state funding for programs like this. So state, what counties do you think this county has a good articulate voice in their state capital compared to a richer county in their state capital?
No.
See what I mean? And then so the state's going to fail. You're going to require the federal government to hopefully come in. But what's the federal government going to find? So you see how this trickle down.
Everybody just tosses to the next and go,
yes,
that's not my problem.
Because
it's
they're incapable of, yeah. So they can justify in verbiage, you know, why this is important, but when it comes down to push and shove, if you have a limited pool of money, who's going to get the money?
Yeah.
The shiny people.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I know I'm saying that's right, but you're exactly right.
That's why this happens.
Of what happens, yeah.
And it keeps perpetuating the cycle of stupid.
Yeah.
And
I saw a comment there, like, didn't the hospital staff notice the stench? I'm sure they did.
Probably. I guarantee they do.
And that's the heartbreaking part of it is, like, I'm not blaming the hospital staff because their hands are tied. I mean, what do you expect? The nurses are going to go kidnap the children and run?
No.
I mean, I'm sure there's several that really wish they could, but they'd also not like to spend the rest of their lives in prison.
I know what they're doing. I mean, you can imagine this, right? Again, I'm so passionate about this because I have beautiful people in my life. I'm so fortunate. I got a daughter and son and wife and you and your family. I guarantee you the nurses and staff in the hospital are doing this. When they see a family, I'm not saying this situation, although most likely, when you see a family like this come in, what do they do before they walk out the door? They grab everything they possibly can, extra diapers, medicine, anything they can that are trials, anything they can. They're walking them out the door with as much free stuff as they possibly humanly can because of the compassion they have with the limited resources they have. You know they're doing that above and beyond. I have seen it so many times, but it still doesn't fix the problem of 18 kids living in squalor. But they're doing their best to put their one little compassionate Band-Aid they can on it, but it still is not going to fix the funding issue of how fiscally this works in our system of taxation around the country.
I mean, it's insane. It's utterly
it's
insane.
Bone-crushing.
It is soul-crushing. The judge, the West Virginia judge who married off a pregnant 15-year-old to an adult who got her pregnant. So she's 15. She would have been 14 at the time that she got knocked up by the mutant. Signed the license and moved on. Again, it's probably not a wobble. It's probably a fairly normal thing in this part of the country. And, oh, that's how they live up there in those hills. Ain't that cute? These sort of things, it feels like, I mean, the institutions to a certain extent, the people who are, that do have decision-making power, that can make a difference. I'm not expecting, the nurses can report and do all they want, but if it goes nowhere, it goes nowhere. This is a judge, a judge who could have said, no, I don't think so. I think we need to look into this a little bit more. But again, if it's the norm and you just sign off on this shit, what do you do? What do you do if the judges are also part of the ecosystem in such an intimate way that they don't even recognize any of this as being off? It's just how they do life.
Besides, the law is a law. The judge is going to follow the law. So let's say they change the law. Do you think, I mean, seriously, think about this situation exactly here. If the law was different and it was illegal for the parents to sign off on the 15-year-old getting married, do you think anything would have changed?
No.
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 Here's what we really need to do. If we want to spend money on something, everyone keeps trying to buy a better Band-Aid to fix the problem. Stop spending money on Band-Aids and start fixing the problem. Like this happen because of generational stupid. You got
without just like going and like gutting communities, because I think some of these, I mean, when you look at those people, do you think most of them are rehabitable? I mean,
so it's got to start somewhere. And it does happen. I mean, people, you know, like, I come from a family where I was first generational professional. You know, mm-hmm. neither of my parents had been to college before me. Home ownership, same thing. And so but in order to do that, you have to have at least, because this is what I do when I'm assessing any one or any cases, like someone turns out really healthy in life after trauma experiences. I'm always saying, who was it? Who was it earlier in your life that you were able to anchor to that kind of gave you that spark and inspiration to walk a different path? And so in cases like this, this is why the program, great programs out there like Big Brothers and Big Sisters, you have scouting, you know, you have all these different programs, but if it can't infiltrate itself in, there's no one to can grab on and help rescue people. Not rescue people like we're going to get you better services. No, it's how do you touch a life at those developmental years between 9 and 19 as a prefrontal cortex fully forming. I mean, again, mm-hmm. put his politics aside. This happened to Vance. Vance's meemaw, his grandmother is the one that saved him from that drug addicted house he was living in with his mother. All right. So you have a stabilizing person in that life that can actually start just modeling a behavior for you because everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone's going to go and gravitate towards things that make them feel safe, people that see them, people that value them. And so whether it happens through counselors or programs, simple programs and ensuring they're in these sectors of the country, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters or something, I don't know. It's things like that where you don't buy Band-Aids because Band-Aids only do temporary fixes, but getting down at that root core level, which can actually start affecting those lives at that early developmental time period. So you can start overwriting generational stupid, generational trauma. I mean, this is what people talk about all the time.
It feels like the generational stupid needs to have like a hard stop. Like literally the kids need to be completely separated from the generational stupid adults. And just like,
that, you know what does that
if we want to, if we want to break it, we got to break it somehow. But I mean, then you get into, I mean, really, you know, weird territory. And I'm not like suggesting anything crazy, or maybe I am. But I don't know truly how you actually stop it without somehow the idea that we're going to respect the rights of the mutant adults.
Here's an idea. I asked my family members, you know, that had some. I want to call my own family stupid, but some generational issues, say, right?
Sure.
You know, the greatest thing that I know saved people in my family was they were sent away to summer camp. Just a summer. So they're disconnected from the family for a couple of weeks during the summer, and they mm-hmm. went out into the woods with healthy people.
Yeah.
I'm not talking IBLP here. You know, that they had a great, healthy summer camp experience with good trained counselors, and they just had a good, healthy relationship experience during those formative years. So say, again, this isn't going to fix everything, but say in counties like this, that instead of investing in Band-Aids, they invest in getting some good summer programs in there for summer camps, because it doesn't take a lot. I mean, how do people generate and want to go into aviation or into broadcasting? I mean, you're a great example, Tony. You know, Todd hired you at 14, and so you really grabbed onto this. It didn't take a series of every summer or every weekend. It was like one spark, one inspiration at that right time in your life. Developmental years allowed you to feel safe, heard, mm-hmm. seen, valued, and all of a sudden we're latching on and saving ourselves from our generational stupid.
Yeah.
If you create more opportunities like that, it's, again, not everything, but it's one more thing.
I've seen it firsthand in my life with some folks as well. A young man that's gotten away from his mutant-like family, basically. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the system to this day, because this is not an adult yet, the system to this day is hell-bent on reconnecting this kid with the abusive family, because family reunification. That's the biggest fucking problem in our system, is this idea that reconnecting with your DNA family is the best idea. It's the worst fucking idea in most of these cases. So that's something that needs to be broken in terms of how the systems operate, why they operate. Every psychologist will say the same damn thing, yet we still operate off of some god-awful thought process from decades and decades and decades ago, which then just continues to perpetuate this horrific system. I think this young man is going to succeed. He's going to break the mold and he's going to be fine. But all of the other folks in that ecosystem, they're fucked. I mean, I can guarantee it, because the system... keep going back to the abusers. Keep going back to the abusers, no matter what, because they had a bad day once or something.
We're overlooking the simpler, simple solution that we've come up with before: parenting licenses.
Kind of, yes. No, I completely agree. You know, that's where it's like the people department, I was saying, you know, like when you have a child, someone needs to go make sure that you have a safe place. We, in many states, there's vehicle inspections to get your license renewed or your tag renewed.
How do you prevent that?
you fund it. You have people in these, you actually have departments. You don't have like one person for five gazillion
children.
No,
I was like yeah. Talking physically, how do you stop that?
Oh, I mean, they're all lovely ideas. But again, it would have to get into the give a shit level, and then we're going to fund it correctly.
You have to hand over your set when you're born and then get it back when you get your license.
Yeah. Then what do you do when somebody fails? There's not enough people that are out there that are willing to take the kids in. We have that problem right now. Do we need to go, you know, I feel like there was other ideas in history that were not so great that if we revisited and did correctly could solve a lot of our problems. Like there are orphanages do exist to this day, and they're not lovely places, but could we elevate this where it's not such a bad place, and it's much better than the idea of family reunification,
or
things like that, where we can make that basically permanent summer camp, and it's not such, oh, we were constantly relying on getting the children rehomed into somebody that will take them in for however long, and then they get shuffled the next place. Can we do like a good version of orphanages? Can we do a good version of state hospitals, which we used to have too, which got destroyed in the 80s by Reagan? Like, if we could do these things correctly, and they were not done correctly in the past in many cases, but I think if we could do them correctly and fund them correctly, these could be the off ramps for these children to have a chance at life. But our system always says your best chance at life is being with the morons who shit you out.
And the other part of this problem is that you'll always then have some abhorrent human being that comes in and figures out how to corrupt the system. And so,
and that,
what,
yeah,
because
yeah.
What happens is that people get paid extra money if they're on food stamps, the more kids you have. And so that could have been part of this too, is that the more kids you have, the more money I get. I just keep you in squalor. I keep the money
These problems can be fixed, though. These are the same problems we've always had, and mm-hmm. Nothing ever gets changed. And I feel like there's a reason for it. I just feel like there is, and not a good reason. I really believe the more we've done this show, the more we talk about these cases, that the child welfare system is a clearinghouse for pedophiles. pedophiles, I think, at the end of the day. I think that there is that it's child trafficking, and there is a lot intermingled with it, and there's a reason this doesn't get investigated. There's a reason these systems don't get fixed. There's a reason funding doesn't get there. These are huge problems for our society, and we don't do anything about fixing them. Why? Because it might lead somewhere nobody wants anybody to look. That would be my guess. Ohio gutted the homeschool oversight in 2023, and a senator who voted for it is now saying, oh, we should revisit that. Maybe gutting the homeschool laws of just having a parent sign off and say, I teach them stuff, isn't enough. That maybe we should have a little oversight here. Maybe that was a bad idea in 2023 to lower the bar. What do you make of that?
Well, matter of fact, I even wrote it down as soon as you said it. Revisit. I think that's part of our challenge, too, is that no one fixes something and then stays with it. They then move on to the next thing. And so you put a Band-Aid on it, you make a good campaign slogan, you get reelected or elected or whatever you want to do because we took care of the people. But then you move on to something else that's going to, you know, start funding your next election campaign. And so you got to revisit it. And the homeschooling issue here in that, again, what it lacked? It lacked accountability and follow-up. You know, the first lesson in every leadership class I ever went to inside the Marine Corps and anywhere else is leaders, one of the most important things leaders do is follow-up. You know, if you're going to fix a problem, if you're going to create a solution, if you're going to innovate through something, the most important thing you do after you implement a solution to anything is follow-up. And then the next most important thing you do is you set up sustainability and accountability for that follow-up. And that's what all these non-leaders are doing. You know, you start getting in the victim-blaming mode and you see the world as a victim and you're a victim and you're not solving the problem. And I'm not talking about the people on the receiving end. I'm talking about the people that should be leading us through these things. That's what problem solvers do. Problem solvers come up with solutions, they implement solutions, they have follow-up to those solutions, and they make them sustainable. Yeah. None of that's happening in any of these cases, including the homeschooling problem.
No, you're exactly right. Thoughts and in the comments?
And I'm sorry, last comment, there are some really great homeschooling solutions that have come around because of this, because people innovated through this, through the pandemic and everything else. I've seen it, and people are getting into great schools because of it, into great trade schools, but when it fell apart in this system, this chaos happened.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I've seen it firsthand as well. The homeschooling world, and I want to say this because when we say the word homeschooling, so many people take quick offense and it's like, I think you need to identify what the hell's going on in your world that you're getting so triggered by the word homeschool. But there are lovely people that do homeschooling. Those worlds have evolved. It's such a fast pace because of the pandemic, and there are tremendous options out there. And I think that's great because I do not think regular education is the right, solution for every person.
Especially where you live.
Exactly. But when all you have to do is say, I teach peoples in my backyard, you know, that's not acceptable.
Or Jim Bob's curriculum and an IBLP. That ain't homeschooling either. That don't count.
Exactly. So it's like having standards and not just word service.
Again,
is
accountability.
A huge accountability.
Yep.
Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.